Blog Talk Radio.
You're now in tune into the Eagles in Flight album with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Delena Dupree. Apostle Marcus Dupree is an apostle on a mission. Teaches the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, commissioning leaders, and empowering with an apostolic release. Prophet Delena Dupree is a prophetic intercessor. Birthing out sons and daughters is the prophetic. Eagle Wings International Ministry is located at Big Bend, South Carolina. They're teaching God's servants how to become leaders, always to edify and enhance a relationship with God. Also founders of Eagles in Flight Fellowship. You can write this ministry at P.O. Box 2185, Richland, South Carolina, 29936. Their phone number is 843-271-1006. And now, you are tuned into the Eagles in Flight Hour. Eagles, mount up, and Eagles, take flight.
Eagles in Flight Hour with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Delena Dupree.
We can talk to a bunch of people, but really when it comes down to, we need to talk to the Lord. We need to get to know Him, develop and cultivate our relationship with Him. You know, He said, casting our cares unto Him because He cared for us. A lot of times we carry these burdens when it wasn't meant for us to be carrying them.
Just wonderful. When God places a shepherd in your midst that does what Jesus does.
Everything wants to be built up in our life. Everything has a voice. You know, sometimes we can have so many voices speaking into our ears, and we just need to get to the voice that matters the most, the Lord's voice.
He gives us so many chances because He's a faithful God. You know, we mess up a lot as Christians. Sometimes it's things that we know, and then sometimes it's things that we're doing that we just don't know.
Any which way He can try and get you away from God, He's always trying to do that, always trying to pull you away.
Eagles in Flight Hour with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Delena Dupree. From Eagles Wings International Ministries. We're broadcasting live at BMG Radio.
I just want to cross the river. It ain't
and Prophet Delena Dupree.
Jesus. God, you're so worthy. We welcome you Those of you who are out there, we welcome you to Eagles in Flight Hour with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. We thank you for coming on and listening to hear the word of God tonight. God is so worthy, and he's so awesome and great. We just praise his holy name right now. We dare not lift him up in praise and thanksgiving and just worship the Lord God as we come on the line tonight. God, we just thank you because you are so worthy and you're so mighty. You're so great. And we love you for that. We thank you, Lord God, that you are an awesome God in our life. We thank you that you're our friend, our counselor, our savior, our protector, our healer. And you're, Lord God, you're just whatever we need you to be, whenever we need you to be. And then we thank you so much, Father, because you take such good care of us, Lord God. We are sitting here in your presence, Lord God, and as many times we might wish and hope that we were in another place in our life, Lord God, whether it be financially or spiritually or mentally or whatever, Lord God. But, Lord, there's always that thought of, but if it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? Or that thought of there is someone else that's probably way worse off than I am. And so, Lord God, we have to thank you and we have to give you our praise and just thank God for the grace of God in the name of Jesus because you kept us. You kept us healed. You kept us healthy. You kept us whole. You kept us in one mind, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for keeping us, Lord Jesus. We praise your name. We lift your name on high. We adore you and we worship you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we love you so very much. We thank you, Jesus, for just caring for us so very much, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord God. Oh, glory to your name, Lord Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy of all the praise. In Jesus' name, we worship you and we adore you. And we magnify your name, Lord, and we thank you, God, for this word that shall come forth tonight. We thank you for the anointing that's attached to this word, that every ear that hears it, Lord God, every listener tonight will receive something special from you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will be doers also, Lord God, willing to go where you've called us to go, willing to do what you've called us to do, willing to say what you've called us to say, and just move mountains in the name of Jesus through us, through our children, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, right now, just for loving us, Lord God, through every situation. We thank you for the anointing that's upon the man of God tonight, that he will teach the word of God, and even me, Lord God, as I become a helpmate to him in teaching of the word of God. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit being with us. And Lord, we thank you for covering every single person on this line tonight, whether they're home on their computers listening or they're out and about hearing through the telephone. We thank you for the blood of Jesus covering them and protecting them tonight. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God for each and every one of you being here. Glory to God once again. Welcome to Eagles of Flight Hour. Thank God for Prophet Selena Dupree. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, and we're going to go right into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us turn to Luke chapter 4. Amen. Luke chapter 4, and we're starting at verse 18. Glory to God. And it reads us that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has blessed me, anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the sanctuary, synagogue, were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. I want to come with the word tonight, glory to God, to let you know that you are anointed to make the difference. You are anointed to make the difference. I want to just encourage you tonight. I want to really lift you up just to let you know, amen, that you are anointed, that you have been anointed to make a difference. God is an awesome God, and he knows exactly where you are right now. He's positioned you where he wants you to be. Some of you may say, I don't understand where I am right now. This don't make any sense. And it just doesn't, I don't see what God is trying to do in my life. But what you have to understand is that God has the master plan. He knows what it is that he's trying to get in, well, trying to get out of your life from what he's already put in. You have been anointed to make the difference. I don't care what other people are saying. I don't care what other people are doing. I don't care what other people can do. I don't care what they may say. The fact of the matter, God has anointed you to make the difference. What is that word anoint? That word anoint means to put on oil someone as part of a religious ceremony, to officially or formally choose someone to do or be something. Oh, we both can relate to that. We all can relate to both of that. We put oil on it just before we're about to fast. It's part of the ceremony of fasting. And we put on oil before we're about to pray for someone. Amen. And then, you know, it's part of the ritual that we kind of do, but it also serves purpose as a part of what, as far as the process of healing, what God wants to do. Then the next one is the officially or formally choose someone to do something, to do or to be something. Excuse me. Amen. When you have been anointed, Saul was anointed to be king, but Saul was appointed to be king, but David was truly anointed to be king. And when God anoints you, see, it goes past the religious ceremony of it. But when God has anointed you to do what you're supposed to do, I'm sorry, that just sets you all apart. See, many people can be called, but few are chosen. And when God chooses you to do a thing, you are set apart from all the rest. The awesomeness of God is that when he truly anoints you, he smears himself on you to equip you to get to do the work. That word anoint also means to smear or rub with oil, an oily substance, which is his presence. When he's anointed you, he's covering you with himself. He's smearing himself on you to where people can look at you, all they see is him. When he's anointed you, you can have many talented people. But when you are anointed to do something, you may have four or five girls who are talented, who have been born out of the womb singing. But when you're anointed, the anointing makes the difference. The anointing brings forth results. Yokes are destroyed by the power of the anointing. People are set free, healed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. So he has set you apart. See, we were set apart from our mother's womb. So when he's truly anointed you to do a thing, I don't care how much talent people may have, but truly when you're anointed to do it, that makes the difference. That sets you apart from everyone else. When people look at you, they will see you. They see Jesus because they're having a true contact with God and that whatever it is that you're doing, if it might be singing, you sing under the anointing of God. People will be set free in their spirit, soul, in their mind, and in their body. And when you preach and teach the word under the anointing. See, some people can fake it till they make it, but when you talk, when you've truly been anointed by God to do a thing, healing comes forth. deliverance comes forth. Encouragements come forth. Everything you need to bring forth the results as we go back to the scripture. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. See, that by itself, that part there is anointed because he says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me or up on you. Spirit of the Lord is upon you. That means he's already coating you with himself. He says, because he have anointed me, smeared on me to preach. That means he's smeared on, rubbed himself upon you to cause you to give you the ability to preach. See, true preaching of the gospel is not of myself, it's not of yourself, but is of God, because God is the one who's anointed you to do such a thing. That you may sound like some people may they think you're just merely talking, but at the same time, because there's a sound from heaven, when he anoints you, there's a sound that comes out of your mouth. People may perceive it to be at first just speaking, or you may be saying some words, but when you've been anointed, truly anointed by God, he has smeared himself on you, that even the words out of your mouth come out with power. Yokes are destroyed, demons fleeing, because they're under the sound from heaven that's coming out of your voice is making what we call an impact. Demons tremble, legions flee, because of the anointing that's flowing through you to preach the gospel. The gospel to the poor. The good news to a poor person is that you don't have to be poor anymore. You don't have to suffer and lack anymore. You don't have to do without anymore. The good news is he has given you life in that life more abundantly. You can prosper, be healthy, even as your soul prosper. Glory to God. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. In other words, he said he has sent you. That means you see, he is the one commissioning you and put you on this mission for those who need healed, that need to be healed, and who's been brokenhearted. You have been anointed to make the difference. You have been anointed to heal. You have been anointed to set free. Some people are walking around broken right now because they're waiting for you, the healing, the anointing that's on your life. Glory to God. If you want to call in, that number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, and press 1 to get in the cue box.
Back to what Apostle Marcus was saying, too many times we are relying on our own abilities, our own strength. Some of us may have degrees. We're relying on our own intelligence. And God doesn't want you to rely on anything of yourself. He wants all of your abilities, your talents, your gifts, everything to be dedicated to him, and now you run off of his fuel. One of the worst things that can happen is you get in a position where you have to be retaught and you don't receive it. It's nothing wrong with being retaught, but you don't receive it because you're so clouded with some of the old stuff or something you learned from a long time ago. It's very annoying. But in some instances, that's what has to happen. It's okay if you have to be retaught. But when you're rejecting, you're showing signs of resistance. That's what makes it difficult. It's not because you have to be retaught, but because you're rejecting the help that you've been given. And so for many of you, you have to understand that when God sets you out to do something, when the anointing comes, it makes everything easy. The anointing is present to help you. But the Bible tells us that we must acknowledge him in all our ways and he'll direct our path. And we have to knock. He's not going to pick up your hand and tell you to knock. You have to decide within yourself, I'm going to knock, and the door will be open. That's what the Bible tells us. And so
understand that it's not too late, but you need to make some change. You need to make a shift, because when that anointing is present for you to try to do things in yourself, you're working against the anointing, which comes to make things easy, and you're causing damage more than you're resolving the problem.
Amen. Glory to God. Our point is God has anointed you to be a vessel to bring forth the solution and not be a problem. Amen. So glory to God. Hallelujah. So you're part of the solution. That's what he wants. His heart's desire. That's why he's anointed you. He's equipped you. He's smeared himself upon you to give you everything that you need to help make a difference. Glory to God. So hallelujah. As we look a little further, he says to the brokenhearted, and to preach deliverance to the captives. How many of you know some people are bound? Hallelujah. Life situations have some people bound up. They're all stopped up on every side. They don't understand which way. Some people are stagnant right now. They're not even moving. Some are captive in their own mind. Some are captive because of situations with other people. Some people just need to be delivered from people. Glory to God. But amen. So as we see, hallelujah, as we see that he's anointed us, understand he's anointed you to preach. When he's anointed you, he's giving you the key to unlock those who are captive, to help set them free. Glory to God. Amen. So as we continue to see the word of God in action, hallelujah, we just continue to move on forward. He says, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering the sight of the blind, to the blind. See, some people are blind. They're blind to the fact that they are free. Some people are blind to the fact that they are healed. Some people are blind to the fact that they are delivered, set free. Some people are blind that they can have freedom in worship, freedom in praising God. There's freedom in knowing God. There's deliverance, hallelujah, just getting past yourself. So as we begin to see the word of God in action, we will know, you know, glory to God, he has empowered you to make a difference. He's anointed you. You've been smeared on. He smeared himself on you to cause you to make the difference, not to be the same. Glory to God. As we see here, recovering of the sight to the blind, those even as far as physically, those who are maybe blind in the natural eyes, he's anointed you to help recover their sight. And this is why we can't be afraid to lay hands on those who are sick, even though blindness is not a thing that you should be afraid of. Well, I don't want to lay my hands and nothing happens. So what if something does happen? In fact, what's the worst thing that can happen? Nothing. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't realize the power that we actually possess or that's upon us. We don't realize how much God has anointed us to do what we have to do, because we try to measure ourselves according to the flesh, try to measure ourselves according to someone else, measure ourselves according to just whatever, not even the word. And we have to understand and know God has anointed you with his power, his presence, to go forth and set the captives free. Once again, like I said before, there's some people right now who's captive and waiting for you to come set them free. That's why it's not by accident that person who was sick to share with you, hallelujah, that they're going through right now. They need help. They're going through a situation in their family. I mean, all this stuff happens for a reason. And sometimes we shy away from it, but we don't realize the call of God, what is calling you. He's positioning you to make the difference. He's positioning you to bring forth healing. He's positioning you to make an impact. And sometimes we don't even move because we're thinking in ourselves or about ourselves. Amen. We're afraid to step forward. Why? When he's anointed you to make a difference, he's equipped you to bring some things to pass. He's equipped you to knock some demons out. Sometimes we fail to realize God knew about this before we even came to it. Glory to God. So as we see here, we go a little further. Recovering the sight to the blind, to set at liberty. That word liberty means freedom. them that are bruised. Some people are bruised right now because of the situation, the current situation. They're hurting. They're stuck, but they can't move. They're bruised. Whenever somebody has a bruised muscle, that muscle, it hurts to even move. And some people are so bound right now, they don't even know how they can get out of that situation because they're hurting. They've been damaged. They've been injured in the midst of it. And they're afraid to hurt more, so they're afraid to move. They're afraid to shift along with God. Cannot be afraid to move forward in life. We got to understand God has anointed you to make the difference. That number to call in once again, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Glory to God. He's positioned you for greatness. Some of you don't even realize how much God desires to use you. That's why he's anointed you heavily. Have you ever noticed when you walk into a place or you go forth to do something, the results that come at your hand is different from everyone else's? You're not even the same. You're not even from this planet. Let me go. You're not even from this planet. Yes, you're an alien. You're not even from this planet. Yes, you are. Because you're a kingdom citizen, not of this earth. So God already put you in a place to be used of him. Glory to God. So we got to understand and know God never made you to be like everyone else. Truly. As I'm reminded of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, but you are a chosen generation. How many of you know that you're chosen? You didn't just fall off the truck. No, no, no. God chose you. God looked through many people. Many people were considered. That's what I mean. That's what I mean by many were called. Many were considered. Many were looked upon and even examined. But only a few people were chosen that made the cut. Oh, yeah. A royal priesthood. God looks at you as royalty. Listen, even when a king has anoints you, that means a lot. And so the King of Kings, Lord of Lords has anointed you to stand and make a difference. See, a royal priesthood. There's a key things that are going on. He says, first of all, he's making you royal. He thinks very highly of you to anoint you. Then the priesthood. He's positioning us. He says that he's made us kings and priests. That means you hold some ranking in the spirit. That means that you are positioned to walk in some power and also make the difference in some lives. See, a priesthood. And holy nation, a nation set apart by God to himself. As he sets you apart, that means no matter how you try to fit in, God has set you apart. He's made you holy unto himself. A peculiar people. Some people look at you, they can't figure you out. They don't understand what makes you tick. They don't understand why you're so blessed when, I mean, you don't, there's nothing special about you. That's what they think. But they don't realize they're seeing with their natural eyes, not with the spirit. If they saw you in the spirit, they'll eat those words. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. If they saw you in the spirit, they would eat those words, and they would realize, truly, you may be a peculiar person, but you're royal. You're from a royal priesthood. You're set apart. You're not made like all the rest. You've been separated by God for his best. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. That you should show forth the praises. In other words, people should see an observation by looking. They should see the praises that's due unto him who's delivered you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. In other words, people should see your joy that you should bring to the table. It should, because of your testimony, where he brought you from, you should be, oh, wow, you should be a spillover of life, new life. My God. Amen. Verse 10, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. Time that we were rejected as Gentiles. We weren't covered or received as royalty in that way. All right, then we are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have attained, I'm sorry, we can say obtained mercy, which had not obtained mercy, but now have attained mercy. So at a time before when you were not received, now you are received. Now you are received, you have received mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers, or once again, aliens, pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Amen. We got to fight off those things that mean us no good. We can't allow ourselves to be taken by the enemy any longer. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord as we see him, as his word is making way, as we understand that you've been anointed to make the difference. You have been set apart from all the rest. Look, you and someone else can wear the same suit. Your suit still look a bit better, look better than theirs. Why? Because you are anointed. And the anointing makes a difference. The anointing just take away, hallelujah, it begin to, make, I mean, makes, it will not take away, but it adds to and brings a new look to the whole you. Glory to God. That's all he needs, just your cooperation. As we go further, let's go back to Luke chapter 4 to set at liberty them that are bruised to teach, I mean, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The time has come to be accepted of the Lord. We must make sure that we're in the right position, the right standing with him. Amen. To be accepted. Doesn't mean we have to be perfect afterwards. No. But we strive for that. We want to give God our best since he's given us his best. So as we see here, he goes on further to say, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's the Jubilee. Every 7 years would be like a death cancellation, things happen. Amen. And so what we see here, he says, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You got to know you've been accepted by the beloved. He's accepted you into his own. You know, he's not calling you stepson or stepdaughter because you've been a Gentile, you're not a Jew. No, he's calling you his son. He's calling you his daughter. He's accepted you. When you've been accepted, that means, okay, you are one of them now. No longer should you be the sore thumb in the bunch. When he has accepted you, now you're at peace with him and yourself. Glory to God. As we go further, and he closed the book. Guess what? It's a closed book issue. You are anointed. Closed book issue. You are anointed. You don't need 1,000 people to tell you that you're anointed. Some people may want that, but you don't need that. No. You're anointed. I'm telling you now for free. You're anointed. As he goes further, not only did he gave it to, again to the minister and sat down. After he did what he had to do, he did what his father did. Rest in him. Glory to God. In the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. some people look at him, what kind of nerve he got to, we need to read that and like that and stuff. I mean, got people's attention. So we have to understand and know God has positioned us to win. He's positioned you to win, to make a difference. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. There's no denying now. You've been told, I am that I am. But we have to understand, called us to make that kind of a difference. Thank you, Lord. As we go a little further, and began to say unto them, this day is fulfilled, this is the scripture fulfilled in your eye, your ears. All right, so as we can see here, truly, the word of God was coming forth. Brought conviction, power, passion, all of that for him to walk out his purpose, his passion. So now he wants you to do his, yours. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So as we continue in here, let's see. Let's go to Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings. He anointed you to preach good news. If all that's coming out of you is bad news, something is wrong with your heart. There's something wrong that's causing you to see life or do life differently. When he has called you to set you apart for himself, glory to God, to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to build up the brokenhearted. Once again, he sent you to heal the brokenhearted. So why are so many people broken around you? Why are so many people broken around you? Thank you, Jesus. So we have to know and understand truly God has set us apart for himself. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. To bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. See, amen, as he's building you up, we've been broken down. He sent you there, healed, but broken. Sent you there to be broken so you can be healed. Thank you, Jesus. As we go further, he says to proclaim liberty to the captives. Let them know that they have liberty. This would be great if we had more people to begin to really evangelize these days and really let people know, look, you don't have to live in the sin any longer. You don't have to live in disadvantage any longer. Trust me, well, trust God, and watch him move. Amen. So to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Some people right now are so bound up in themselves and that's not even in prison, but also the ones who are in prison, who's bound up by their situation, the word of God can bring them out. But they have to do their part to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Glory to God. So as we understand here, God has set you apart to make a difference. So glory to God. As we continue to trust in the Lord, let's begin to see him as he's moving. It's not God's will that we be bound up and unhappy and just going through all these crazy changes. That's not life. Life is a series of choices put together. You know, we see a series of choices that make up a big picture in the end. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord in all in the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourning. Yes. Well, glory to God. As we continue to move on, amen. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. So as we go, let's go to let's go to Acts chapter 10, 38. You have been anointed to make a difference. Hold on to that word. You have been anointed to make a difference. In other words, you've been chosen to make the difference by the things you do. Yes, glory to God. So as we see here, Acts 10:38, All right. We see here, it says how God anointed. Once again, we see that word anointed, to smear on, to cover, to rub on. Amen. Anointed Jesus of Nazareth. So Jesus was anointed. God anointed Jesus as well. So Jesus was anointed. And with power. The abundance and the ability to get the job done, who went about doing good. He didn't abuse his authority and power. He operated well. He was going about doing good, helping people out, strengthening those who are weak. Amen. That's why we have to understand that we have a commission to keep. We have to go out and begin to encourage one another, build each other up. Come on, don't let them just sit there and die. Glory to God. Get in the ring along with them. Encourage them along the way. Amen. With the Holy Ghost, anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Jesus. And with power. Who went about doing good and healing all. Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The enemy wants to shut you up and shut you down. Why, you have to stay focused and know when God order your steps. Follow him. Follow him. Healing in all that were oppressed of the devil. Some people come demon-possessed. Some people come oppressing their emotions and also in their mind when the enemies are attacking. But glory to God, as we continue to trust him. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's why we have to understand that we've been called for a reason. God has appointed you for a reason. God has anointed you for such a time as this. As you continue to trust the Lord, watch and see how he's moving. The other part of Acts 10:38 says the Holy Ghost in with power. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Some people are going to fellowship with you, stay connected to you because they know God is with you. When God has set you apart from all the rest, I don't care how much you try, can't even touch it. Why? Because when you walk in a purpose, you walk into some serious destiny. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, the number to call is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. Amen. So you have been anointed to make the difference. So, amen, as you embrace this new place with God, just know that he's equipped you to stand in it. So glory to God as we see the word of God in action here. Amen. He says that we're oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Don't let anyone cause you to trade your birthright. It's not worth it. Not worth it. You got to know who God is for real. You got to embrace his presence. You got to begin to speak to it. Glory to God. I know some of you are probably thinking, wow, this is crazy. But, you know, sometimes you have to do the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. It is okay with God. Amen. So as we continue to lift up his name, as we continue to thank God for what he has said and done, how he has moved in this hour, glory to God. We thank God for each and every one. Hallelujah. Glory to God for just even allowing the word to even deal with your heart tonight. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We press into your presence right now. We press in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for touching your people tonight, Lord God. Minister to their heart that you have anointed them to make the difference, Lord God. Many may have talents, but truly the anointed ones bring forth the results. Thank you for helping them not, Lord to God, lose focus. Lord, many are called, but few are chosen. You have handcrafted and selected those who will be used. Thank you, Jesus. As we continue to trust the Lord, we continue to allow him to have his way in our lives. That's some power. He said, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. See, the devil has to oppress you. That's why he can't possess you, because if you are a person who has God in you, amen, he can't go any further. Get your mouth and your scissors. Amen, as he continues to make the difference in your life, just know truly he has set you apart on purpose. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching every individual's hearing your word tonight. Thank you for your manifested presence and power in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Show yourself strong in their lives, Lord, that as they go into this week, Lord Jesus, we thank you for them to be truly anointed to do what you called them to do in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. We bless you, Lord. We allow your presence to come in to do what you have to do, Lord God. We need you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness, Lord. That's great, Lord God. We thank you for your love and your protection upon us, even upon your great people. Thank you, Lord God, for making us. Glory to God. Let us see beyond the veil. Begin to open up our eyes in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we shall be able to receive from you. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for you speaking to us, speaking to our hearts, Lord. Give us direction in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Anyone needs to call in the reach us, amen, numbers 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, glory to God. So we thank the Lord, hallelujah, for his results tonight, how he's moved, how he's brought forth the word, promise to lead us, glory to God. Thank you for that prayer and everything. So as we continue to get ready to go forth now, amen, we will just ask if there's anyone that's on the line, glory to God, hallelujah, the need to call, you can call in now or tap in now. But we pray for each and every one who may need salvation in this moment. If you need salvation, you need to be led to the Lord, well, follow us as we lead you. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now for even as we pray, we're awesome people. You're their awesome God. If there's anything, Lord God, that we can do to help make the situation better, we thank you, Lord God, for just giving us insight, Lord, clarity in Jesus' name that we should go forth and do and not be a victim of what we call change. So, Father, we thank you. We trust you. Right now, your word in this hour, we thank you for the impact, Lord Jesus, that you're making on us first. And that way, so we can go forth and make an impact in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for your hand to be upon me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nothing, glory to God, for it's nothing crazy, but, Lord, we thank you for you helping me to keep things in order. Lord Jesus, we thank you for just blessing us continuously. Hallelujah. We thank you for just giving us the opportunity to come on this air and be able to pour out our hearts to your people, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that. And we just bless your name. So, Father, we thank you and give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, glory to God. Amen. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you for all that God is doing in your life and how he's using each and every one. But we also pray for those who need prayer right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for moving on their behalf tonight, Lord God. Moving because of the seed and sown in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are faithful, God. You're awesome, God. You're a just God. And we thank you for seeing past all those ways. Lord God, help us to walk as men and women of God with integrity. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you. We bless you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. If there's anyone right now who doesn't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for anything that I've done that's not like you, Lord. Just wash me clean and make water and snow. Thank you, Lord God, for even the, Lord God, even the past. Lord God, we thank you right now for working things out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord God, we thank you for your hand is upon us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just bless you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we also thank you for, forgive me my sins. Forgive me for trying to do it my own way. But, Lord, I accept and I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you for coming in. I receive you now. In the name of Jesus, I turn from my wicked ways, and I embrace yours. In Jesus' name, amen. For those who may not have, who have lost fellowship with God, and you think you want God to bring you back into the place, Father, I thank you for forgiving me for going my own way. I choose to trust you. I choose to lean on you because I know that you're able to do it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lord God, open our hearts to receive you back on the throne of our heart that we can move forward quickly in the name of Jesus as we continue to see your hand moving. Thank you for the divine and hookup in the name of Jesus. Amen. So thank you all for your time and that we've got through visions. God bless and we thank you for all that you just patiently enduring through your day. And coming along with us tonight, we thank you. We call it not a robbery, we call it not slack, but we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. You have a wonderful night. Join us back again next week, and we'll talk to you then. Thank you. God bless you.
listen. Now sometimes I wonder in my mind. You know, I know the Lord's been good, and you know He's been real kind. But every now and then, I ask myself when nobody.
I've done all I can.
Is God.